Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what I have today. First question comes from Lindy, who says, aside from obvious shoulder broadening epaulettes, what other guidelines do you suggest if I have an A shape? Whether or not, what should I be wearing light pants or not? What other things are going to flatter my narrower shoulders, broader hips? So things to think about. We can think about colour. So the first question you ask is, should I wear white pants? And ideally with an A shape, white pants aren't the best, but you could wear a light coloured pant as long as your top was even lighter. So thinking about that one thing is lighter than the other, whatever is slightly darker will still be more receding in comparison to what is the lightest thing. So you can think about going slightly lighter on the top and even, you know, maybe a medium colour on the bottom instead of a really dark colour on the bottom. It doesn't all have to be dark. Also, really dark colours give us visual weight. They actually weigh things down and make things look heavier. So it's not always the best to go really dark on the bottom when you want to make an area look smaller. Often a medium colour in a more muted palette, like a grey, is going to be more flattering and more receding than a dark black, which is actually quite bright. So we can think about going slightly darker on the bottom. As long as your top is lighter than your bottom, you can wear a light coloured bottom. But it's, and I talked about this in a video the other day where I talked about advancing and receding colours as well. That was where I talked about how warmer colours, like as in reds, yellows, oranges, pinks, which are all warmer overtone colours, they all advance and come forward. And cooler colours, so blues, greens, violets, are more receding. And also our neutrals tend to be a bit more receding as well. So do think about what colour is advancing and what is receding, and therefore which part of our body we want to put it onto. Then we can think, of course, I mean, yes, there is the standard, like an epaulette is a shoulder broadening thing, just having a set-in sleeve. So a set-in sleeve is one like what I'm wearing, where the sleeve seam is on the shoulder, rather than having a raglan sleeve where the sleeve comes from the neck or some sort of dropped shoulder. All these things tend to make your shoulders look narrower. A wider V-shape also is shoulder broadening. So if you have a V-neck or, you know, a collar like this, this is broadening. A wider collar is another option to broaden your shoulders. Any sort of boat neck, which is a horizontal line, or some sort of yoke on a shirt, this could also create a horizontal line up. All these things, of course, there's puff sleeves, gathered sleeves, those too create a bit of extra volume at the shoulder. If a sleeve kind of sticks out a bit from your shoulder too, and of course there are shoulder pads in jackets and things. So there's lots of different tips and techniques on making your shoulders balanced and broader so they will balance out your hips. But yeah, so colour is part of it. So I'd say probably white pants are not the best for anybody who has a broader bottom half than top half if you want to create balance. I would instead go for like a stone or a camel or a, you know, some sort of slightly darker, light neutral. It still can be light. I just wouldn't be going for the bright white. Okay, let's have a look at our next question. Leanne's asked, how do I choose the most flattering necklines? So when we are thinking about necklines, really what we're thinking about is what is the shape of my jaw? And it's from the base of each ear and around that shape. When you repeat that neckline, that shape in your neckline, that is when you get the very best neckline shapes. So if you have a heart-shaped face, then you'll find more of a V neckline will work really well. If you have a, like I have an oval face, so I work well in scoop necks, or I can wear a softened out sort of V neck, but a really sharp V neck does not work so well. If you have a more square jaw, then you're thinking about more squarer necklines, or boat necklines can work really well. Same as if you have a, you know, rectangle shaped face where you've got that square jaw. So the more pointed your jaw, the more V-shaped work. The more square your jaw, we're looking for flatter shapes, so boat necks, square necks. if we have more curved faces, so mine's a scoop, so I look good in scoops. If you have a more round shape, you'll look better in a rounder shape. So it's really quite simple, isn't it? Just repeat the shape and also the depth as well from ear to ear as much as possible, and you will find that your necklines are their most flattering. Final question for today. Let's have a look. Rebecca said, I always love your colourful tops and find it hard to find things in my colours. Where do you shop? The answer is I shop everywhere. I'm really not picky about where I shop, as far as I'm open to finding something anywhere. As long as, you know, I have criteria, they've got to be of a decent quality, I've got to like the fabric, the fit, there's all the other things that go with it, but I'm always keeping my eyes open. So I have things from thrift stores, from like discount department stores like TJ Maxx, TK Maxx, Marshalls. I have things from regular department stores, from, you know, Nordstrom and Macy's to David Jones and Myer in Australia, like, you know, department stores, Target, you name it. And then I've got some more designer higher end things, you know, that I might have bought, you know, here and there. And I even have bought a few things off eBay and various things like that. So my wardrobe is very much, there's boutique things and, I mean, you know, handmade things from everywhere. So really what I do when I'm looking at shopping is I'm just keeping my eyes open for things that relate to my palette and relate to my colouring that I really, really like. So if I spy something, like when I saw this shirt, I fell in love with it. It was on the mannequin in Portman's, which is one of our like kind of younger department, like chain stores, high street stores that we have in Australia. But I saw it on the mannequin. I just went, it's so my colour. I love it. I wanted a blouse and I bought it, and it's many years old now. It's probably 5-6 easy years old now. But I love it and I wear it quite frequently, but I'm always looking for things that are going to last a long time. So my wardrobe certainly hasn't been built overnight. It's something that's been built over time. And I also, you know, am looking for things that are going to last a long time as well. So when I'm looking, I want to look for things that are a decent quality that will wash and wear. So there's certain fabrics I avoid because I know they just won't wear well. And I'm looking for things that kind of give me, you know, like they spark joy. I just went, I really love this shirt. I saw it. I went, that is, you know, I love the fabric. I love everything about it. So it was a very easy decision. If I'm ever in a store and I'm trying things on, I'm kind of going, yeah, not sure. That's a sign, don't buy it. If I'm not like falling in love with it straight away, I know it's not going to stay in my wardrobe in the same way. It's not going to be make me happy. I know the best purchases I've ever made have always been with things that I just love. There's something about them that makes me really, really happy. So that is one of my tips, but I look very broadly. So I don't chop any sort of store out of my looking. And I just, you know, and that's the thing is, and it's very much built over time. And especially when I travel. So I've bought a lot of my clothes in America, where you are, you said you're in New York, where there's so much shopping there. And I know, you know, people aren't allowed out right now, but that will change at some stage. So I do absolutely, you know, kind of understand that there's many places you can go. So I would just be starting to look. Don't expect to find an entire wardrobe of clothes in one shopping trip. That's very rare. And particularly if you've got colours that aren't the current fashion colours. Now, you'll find over time every colour comes in and out of fashion. But if you've got really light pastel colours and that's not the current fashion, it's very hard to shop, but there will be some other season where they will be everywhere. So I tend to buy the colours that are my colours when I see them, because I know they won't last forever. And so like there's a lot of kind of warm colours out in stores right at the moment that I've seen. And so I would think for all you kind of spices, exotics, intriguings and enigmatics, masses of your colours have been out in the last year or two. I've seen so much of it. It's been quite dominating. And there are some stores you will find that tend to do certain colour palettes as well, where they go, oh, they always do a lot of warm colours, or they might do a lot of cool colours. So if you find one of those stores, it can be helpful to know what's their kind of colour palette that they use all the time. But really, yeah, I'm just always keeping my eyes open. So it could be a thrift store, it could be a high-end department store, it could be a boutique, you know, you name it. Or I can just sometimes find some fabric that I love and make it into something as well. But I always think that's really important to remember is that great wardrobes are built over time. It's not something you'll build in one season, let alone even a year. And I expect to keep my clothes for probably up to a decade on the whole. Some things will be around for even longer. The more classic they are in their cut and style and fabrication, the longer they will last for as well. So there you go. Thank you for your questions. Thanks for leaving them, emailing them to me. I really appreciate them. You can email me your style questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, head over to the blog and look at the extra links that I pop there about these style questions to get a few more tips and some images and all that sort of stuff as well that can help you. And have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.